The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to episode 79 of the podcast. Today we're talking about we are all prisoners. Hang around. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to episode 79 of the Coach Curl podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking about we are all prisoners. Now, some of you may feel that that's incorrect. Some of you may feel it's just a line from an Eagles song. But hopefully by the end of the podcast you'll understand where I'm coming from, because we are all prisoners. I've always spoken about breaking the shackles of what holds you back. And the things that hold us back are quite common. Things like doubt, fear, and many fears in fact, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of criticism. And for some, we actually fear success. But breaking the shackles of what's holding you back is also about freeing the prisoner within. What? Freeing the prisoner within. It's a really similar concept. But instead of the chains, we're actually placing the bars. It's the bars that we place around ourselves. The bars that keep us confined. And whether we admit it or not, it's these bars are the blocks that we have in our life, the walls that we place, and the obstacles, the walls, the blocks that stop us from stumbling into success. Because ultimately, when we are a prisoner in this particular realm, the only way we're going to get success is to stumble into it. It's the words that we use. It's the thoughts that we have. It's part of our conditioning. It's part of our environment. It's part of our conscious choice. It's part of what some would call free will. And ultimately, it's part of the power that we have within. Our habits, our behaviors, our thoughts are our prison. And everyone is imprisoned to some degree. We hear stories of success, and usually stories of success have been built from habits and behavior. And these habits and behavior build the steps to success. We don't stumble into success through building those successful habits. We step into it. But those very same habits of success are also a prison, because we're locked in. We lock ourselves in to those habits and those behaviors. But this is where I see the title of the show, because we are all prisoners. We are all locked into something. We are all a prisoner to something. For some, you may be imprisoned by desire. For others, you may be locked into the habits of success. We are all prisoners. So the choice we make is what we allow to imprison us. And if you're going to be a prisoner, make sure it's a good prison. So being a prisoner means being locked in. We're all locked in. Some are locked into bad habits. Some are locked into great habits. You know, I can honestly say that my training for the New York Marathon locks me in to daily runs and long runs on a weekend. 4:30 starts every morning. The habits and the behaviors that I need to achieve the goal have made me a prisoner to those habits and behaviors. Those habits and behaviors. I'm a prisoner to my dream. I'm a prisoner to my goals. And we're all locked in. We may be locked into a shitty job. We may be locked into a great career. We may be locked into successful habits. We may be locked in. We may be imprisoned with bad habits. We may be locked into an adventurous spirit. We may be locked into being a freak of fitness. We may be locked into Fortnite, that game that's just so addictive, that's just trapping people. And we may be locked into Netflix. And I understand that sometimes we get locked in. Sometimes it's out of our hands. Sometimes the world does horrible things to innocent and nice people. But for the vast majority of us, the vast majority, it's our choices that imprison us. And the good news is that we get to choose the prison. It's the choices, it's our choices that imprison us, and the choice of prison is ours. And I'm just going to ask a question. Are you locked in for success? So just as a couch potato probably wishes that they had the motivation to get up and do something, like this motivation is this elusive external force that they're looking for, a full-on fitness freak probably wishes sometimes for a bit of a chill in Netflix. I'm sure that addicts wish that they could get off whatever it is that they're addicted to, just as successful people wish for a break from the grind, a break from the hustle. It's all relative to the prison that you're in, the prison that you've chosen by your actions. But other things become apparent. People locked in with success habits, so people locked in for success, have more choices. They do have the choice to stop to breathe. They do have the choice to change the scenery. They do have the choice to party a little. They can slip into some bad habits for a pit stop or a quick change and then get locked back into their habits of success. People with poor lifestyle choices or poor behavioral choices don't have the same amount of the same range of choices. They have less choice. And when they try and change, it's harder. Living 24/7 on a couch for a year is a poor lifestyle prison. Trying to change that with a big session of high intensity training just ends poorly. Working your body that hard ends in nothing but pain and usually no further movement. So changing your prison, changing your habits is not something that can suddenly happen. It's absolutely 100% possible, indeed probable, for you to change your prison. It just requires a new approach. A new approach that starts small and creates, it molds, it moves to break those shackles or to unhook the bars that are holding us back in the prison that we don't like. If you want to change the prison, if you want to change the habits, so if you want to change the prison, if you want to change the habits that lock you in, just as in prison, great behavior brings more choice. Start with your thoughts and set your sights on the prison of your choice. Then step confidently on that journey towards that best prison. Remember, when you're locked into a prison of success by delivering daily habits of success, you have more choice. You have that opportunity to stop for a pizza. You have that opportunity to take some time to relax and then lock yourself back into those habits and behaviors. When you have poor lifestyle choices or you are locked into a poor prison, those choices are not necessarily there. But you can certainly make the choice to start stepping towards the prison that you really want to get into. And it's our choice. We either lock ourselves into habits of success or we lock ourselves into habits of regret. And that choice is ours alone. And we make that. We have to make that every day. We have to. Hey, look, thanks for listening. We are building the Coach Curl Academy right now, and it's so exciting. We're on track for well over 30 programs for you to help build the growth that you desire in your life. Over 30 programs to enhance mindset, to build leadership, to grow business. There is something for everyone. There's some signature programs of mine. like The Anatomy of a Leader, Six Steps to Effective Conversation, Motivating the Working Dead, 10 Steps to Mastering Self-Leadership, The Four Pillars of Success. But these have been combined with some of the best programs that we've found out there from and that we've been able to license. Things like The Warrior's Mindset. Just to give you a bit of a snippet, developing the warrior's mindset means developing a mindset that will give you greater strength to resist temptation and to take the noble path. It's about doing what you need to do to reach your goals and to support your family. It's about being able to resist tiredness, stress, panic, anxiety, anger, and to instead work more calmly and efficiently towards your goal. That's an amazing program, and it's going to be available for you in the Coach Curl Academy. Hey, a big shout out to our team at Think and Grow Business for supporting the podcast. Think and Grow Business, improve the performance of people in business. Check it out at thinkandgrowbusiness.com. Don't forget, seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. It's find out more at our author's page at tonycurl.com.au. You can find out all about the book. You can see a couple of reviews there that we've posted onto the page, and you can also have links there to purchase. If not, just go to Amazon or any of the good online retailers. It's all available there. And don't forget, 20% of each and every book sold with Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck. Support Carter's Cause, a fantastic organization raising funds and awareness about kids that are born with congenital heart disease. And they're an amazing group, and all the money raised goes to Heart Kids Australia. So a fantastic organisation. Don't forget, I hope I've added some value today. Don't forget, it's our choice. It's our choice that of prison, and we make that choice by our habits and our behaviors. But we also have a choice. We also have a choice to live the golden rule. And don't forget, just don't be an arsehole. Until next week, I'll see you then. Bye.